Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 4:32. Several of those hurt in the Indiana State Fair tragedy are still hospitalized after nearly 2 weeks. A cousin of 17-year-old Brad Humphrey says the family hopes he'll walk again after having his legs and spine crushed. A Pendleton mother also remains hospitalized with serious head injuries. The 15-story main and 8-story office towers of the Keystone Towers complex off Binford are scheduled to be imploded this weekend. WFYI's Marion Holland has more.
The Keystone Towers will come down at 8 a.m. Sunday. Indianapolis Metropolitan Development spokesperson John Bartholomew explains why original plans for at least partially traditional demolition were changed.
The one thing that factored into the implosion was cost. It was the cheapest way and the most expedient way to get those towers down.
About 250 to 300 people will have to be moved out of their apartments nearby for a couple of hours to comply with a 1,000-foot exclusion zone around the blast. There will also be several road closures in the vicinity during the morning. The city has set up a viewing area but is asking the public, for safety reasons, to stay home and watch the implosion on television. For WFYI News, I'm Marianne Holland.
Around 100,000 bike enthusiasts are in town for the MotoGP race this weekend. Planned events include a gathering downtown, motorcycles on Meridian. That will have streets closed tonight and Saturday. The race at the IMS is on Sunday. Gary is throwing a 4-day birthday party for the late King of Pop. Michael Jackson, who died in June 2009, would have turned 53 on Monday. Right now, sunny skies and 86 degrees for WFYI News. I'm Jill Sheridan.